Come on, kids, sing along. Seven 11 in the morning, and my friend Grant Mulvey's here. You always look good, man. I don't care what hour of the day it is.
Thanks, Steve.
You have a beauty
regimen this morning.
You have a beauty regimen, Grant, for all that hair.
I was up pretty early this morning to get this hair all fixed up.
How much product do we have in that hair this morning?
Oh, there's a lot of product these days. You know, having gray hair, you have to have a lot of product or else it blows all over the place.
I don't have that issue. I got to a point about a month and a half ago where I just went, I quit. That's it. And shaved it.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of guys that...
That quit?
That have lost some of their hair and... I'm not going to mention, you know, the voice of the Blackhawks, the color guy that has a little bit of a hair problem.
I wouldn't do it either. The guy that rhymes with Troy Murray?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got him.
Exactly.
Yep,
he doesn't mention me enough on the...
I think he could talk about you nonstop. I don't know why he's doing it. By the way, how many years ago? Was it 82 when you scored five on the Blues?
It was.
1982. What was the name?
I can't remember the exact date, but it was February 3rd, 1982.
Five
at
goals.
About 7:30 at night.
I want people to remember that. Just think about this for a second. And I know you get asked about this pretty much every day, but it's a pretty good thing to be asked about. But five goals in a game, four goals in a period.
Yes.
Now, the amazing thing about this, we talked about this yesterday in a meeting for the show today. I think there's 10 or 11 other guys that have had four goals in a period. How is that even possible?
Well, it was, in fact, I saw Bob Pulford the other day at the hockey game, and it was every time you shoot the puck, it's going in the net. And what was funny about that game, the first period, I scored four goals and had an assist. And we were leading 5-2 or something like that. And you don't even realize what's going on. And,
sure.
And the second period, someone hit Tommy Lysiak. Mm-hmm. And I came to his rescue, and we got in a little fight. So in the second period, I was in the penalty box for 7 minutes.
Seven of the 20.
Of the
20. When you're
minutes.
As hot as you've ever been in your career.
And the third period, I came out, and I scored another goal. And thanks to Dennis Savard, I think he banked that one off the backside of my pants. And
that's all right. You'll take it.
They don't ask how. They ask how many. And,
yeah. But you know how they talk about with baseball, like the ball looks bigger, you know, and we talked about this yesterday. I don't remember who was in the zone, but in basketball, you know, the hoop looks bigger. Golf, you just feel it. On a night like that, do you see the scoring lines differently? Do you see your shots differently, or they just go in?
They just go in. You know, I don't think you're looking at it differently. I don't think you're prepared differently. I think that you just shoot the puck or you hit the baseball. And certainly there's things in a little bit slow motion that you see it a little slower and you can react a little bit better. And it's a game of not inches, a game of fractions of inches. And so the good part was is that it went in. And
Are hat tricks more or less usual now than they used to be? I feel like there's less hat tricks than there used to be. Is that statistically true, Dave?
I don't know if it's statistically true, but you'd agree, Grant. I mean, you just they don't happen as often, or at least it doesn't feel that way, because when they do happen now, you see the replays constantly, and there just doesn't seem to be that many.
What's
Absolutely,
that about?
Dave. I can't believe, you know, the penalty. For a while there, it seemed like there was 10 penalty power plays a game.
Sure.
That would have been a heyday for some of the guys, Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky.
Sure.
10 power plays.
Right.
We used to get maybe 3 power plays. So you were always kind of playing a 33% power play. You'd go out there and you'd try to get 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 2. And because you just didn't get enough of them. And now you get power plays all the time.
But are the line changes faster now? Are guys getting less ice time?
I don't think so. I think the thing that I noticed the game is so different is around the front of the net.
Yeah,
you know, around the front of the net, the defensive players can't move anybody, But nobody seems to go get those junky goals. And,
right.
And you know, I know Bick is on. I listen to Breakfast with Bick all the time.
There you go. About Grant Mulvey, right? There you go, man.
And he went to the front of the net. And when he goes to the front of the net, good things happen.
Well, Dustin Byfuglien back in 2010.
Yeah.
Byfuglien was – he just put his big old butt in the front of the net and just chip him in.
Yeah. And, you know, a favorite of all of ours was Al Secord. And
sure.
Al would go to the front of the net. He would create room for Dennis Savard and Steve Larmer. And it just went in the net. He got 50 of them one year by going to the front of the net. And,
Five goals in one game, though. Five goals. Well, you remember where you went out and celebrated that night?
Well, I actually, my wife, we had little children at home at that time, and my wife didn't even get to the game. So she wasn't at that game. She missed that one.
But
so,
you were in St. Louis, though, right?
No, it was here
in
Chicago.
Here.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
okay.
Against St. Louis. But I ended up going home after the game. And
she's sleeping.
She's sleeping with the kids. Kids are throwing up all over the place. And
pretty glamorous night, right? After your five-goal game.
Yeah, you know, right back to where the roots were, you know. And,
it's very special Blackhawks memory, I can tell you that. Right. Grant's got a special night he wants to tell you about with a lot of your favorite Chicago athletes coming up. We'll get to that in 1 second. 7:17. Grant Mulvey's here, and it doesn't get old listening to old radio calls of the good old days, does it, Grant?
You know, especially when there are fights, because it was Mulvey receives another one, Mulvey receives another one,
right?
Instead of throwing one, you know. my hands were always down around my belt.
You stay in touch with the guys you played with?
Oh, yeah. We have an awesome alumni association led by Cliff Coral, Reggie Kerr, Jack O'Callaghan, Peter Marsh, the good old Troy Murray,
sure.
Steve.
Very active. I got to say, you know, as you know, I've been thrown out of a lot of cities. And being in Chicago for all these years, Blackhawks alumni is about the most active professional sports alumni association I've ever seen.
Well,
I mean, you guys are always doing something.
Keith Magnuson was the
sure.
starter. And Keith always said there was reason to give back. And the community that you lived in deserve to give it back. And he taught all of us. In fact, Cliff Coral and I were out the other night and mentioned just how memorable Keith's lessons that he
sure.
taught us as a young guy. So Cliffy has taken that on, and we do a lot for the community, that's for sure.
Well, it's a great legacy for Keith, too, right?
Oh, so, yeah.
The least you can do in his memory, right?
Yes, absolutely. And he started the scholarship luncheon, and hopefully that we'll be able to give kids in the Illinois scholarships for the rest of for a long time.
Champions for Children has raised more than $1 million, $1.2 million, as a matter of fact, so far for Lurie Children's Hospitals and the families it supports. And if you're blessed like I am to have healthy kids, but you know folks who have gone through this where kids need the highest medical care, it's tough. And the least you can do in this area is give back as well. And there's an event which we're going to talk about here for a second, which is coming up Friday night, which includes some of your favorites, not just the Blackhawks, but Tony O will be there, Tony Esposito. Obviously, Grant will be there. But Big Cat, I hope you got extra food, man. Big Cat Williams is going to be there. Will Perdue, Charles Oakley, Todd Hollinsworth, and more. It's a pretty good lineup.
Awesome lineup, and it's just a fantastic evening. It's called Champions for Children's. All the money goes to Lurie Children's Hospital. It is a great event. It's on Friday, November 1st, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Right up the street from us at the Hilton.
Yeah, Chicago downtown Hilton,
yeah.
That's right.
And if you want more information on it, a limited number of seats are still available, very limited. You can go to the website, luriechildrens.org, L-U-R-I-E, children's with an S, luriechildrens.org/champions, or call 312-227-7311. And it's a great time to see some real legends. And Scottie Pippen will be there?
Yes. Scottie is going to be receiving the award this year that the Champions for Children's give. And they're giving the award to the Chicago Bulls, and Scottie Pippen will be receiving it.
One of the cool things about Grant, and you know, I see this with hockey players more than others, but you love people. and I see you with
sometime.
People. Well, most people. But I see you with people all the time who come up to you, and you never, ever miss an opportunity to stop and talk. And you know, it's just great for people to meet you and all the old Hawks. But it's a nice thing to see because, you know, people get intimidated. They don't know if they should say hi. But I'm here to tell you, if you see Grant in public, say hi because you love it.
Yeah, well, again, Keith Magnuson, Stan Mikita. When I came here, Stan Mikita was our captain, and he was the leader on our hockey team. And there was never a time that Stan Mikita never stopped to talk to someone or bent over and gave an autograph. And he was just an amazing hockey player.
He didn't have to bend that
player.
Far.
Yeah. And then Keith was just fantastic, and it passed it down. And Dennis Savard now, I see Savvy at the game all the time, and he is one of the most fantastic guys also. So if those guys can do it, I better be able to do it. And then, you know, the other sports also, there's been a lot of gracious. Talk about Dan Hampton has been a wonderful, wonderful addition to the city of Chicago, and he stays in contact, and always the one that'll bend over and say hello to a child or whatever.
Anybody that's been blessed to play professional sports and to have that level of adulation and whatever money comes along with it, whatever you do with it, but even a moment in the sun, man, you better pay it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's one of the reasons why Children's Hospital, I'm involved with Lori's Children's. I'm involved with Ronald McDonald's Children's Hospital at Loyola Medical Center.
Right.
It's just amazing how many families go in to the hospital. Our Blackhawk Alumni Association has a floor on the Ronald McDonald House right over here I think it's St. Clair.
Right.
And it's fantastic. And to see the families that are suffering with their little children, I'm so blessed that I have two very healthy children and I have a very healthy grandchild. And
you were just bragging about that grandbaby.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a good story. He's going to be a power forward.
It's a good story. Your little grandson was born a week after Sandy hit, and your daughter and son-in-law living in New York and New Jersey. When the storm's barreling up the East Coast, I mean, if I'm you, I'm going nuts because she could deliver at any time, right?
Yeah, she was a trooper. She was on maternity leave for the week before, 10 days before. They were without power. She never complained one time. She went into work, even though that she didn't, only because they had power. And
probably a good call by her. Smart kid.
And she was she never complained. She delivered a very healthy child, and we're blessed. And that's one of the reasons, again, why Champions for Children are just so important.
You and Orion were just talking about grandkids and how you the grandkids, the whole thing is true, right? You spoil them and give them back. That's the deal.
Oh, without a doubt. I go, and he knows my voice, as raspy as it is.
Yeah.
I have that late night radio voice, and he knows it. And technology is the most awesome thing. FaceTime. We FaceTime almost every morning with Harrison.
How great is
and
that?
He knows me.
He's
only a year old, but he knows my voice. He'll smile
But that makes your day all day.
Oh, it's fantastic.
How good is that story? All right. Well, listen, I know you got to run. Chicago Hilton, 720 South Michigan. It's Friday night. 6:30 it starts. They'll get you out by 10, but it's Friday night. You can hang for the after party. And it's Lurie Children's, the beneficiaries of Champions for Children. Scottie Pippen, the award winner this year. Meet Kittle and Mulvey and Oakley and Purdue and Big Cat and Espo and Todd Hollinsworth and more. It's Friday night, and again, information at or get your tickets at luriechildrens.org/champions or 312-227-7311. Grant Mulvey, you're always welcome here, buddy.
Well, thanks, Steve and Andrea and Dave and Orion. I listen to you every morning. Keep up
the
good
best.
Work.
He's the best.
Thank you.
I'm going to give him a hug. I don't care if he wants one.